The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's time for a Tech Talk. Joining us is tech contributor to the Business Times, Wong Kai-yi. Kai-yi, Apple's going through some uncharted waters. We understand the company reportedly cutting production of its iPhones because of a number of reasons. But at the same time, it is boosting its digital services, all part of efforts to boost the bottom line. So tell us, how much production is Apple reportedly cutting? And why so much bad news all of a sudden?
So it seems every week that I come on air, we seem to be talking about Apple in increasingly bad light, which is, yeah, like you mentioned earlier, quite uncharted territory for the hardware maker, for the tech manufacturer, actually. I mean, we've seen their meteoric rise over the past, decade or so. Ever since the early MacBooks and even all the way up to now, they've never put a foot wrong, I mean, actually. Mm-hmm. But Apple has had a spate of bad news recently, and latest is it's cutting down its current production plans for new iPhones by about 10% for the next 3 months, the Nikkei Asian Review reported on Wednesday. So Apple told its suppliers in December to produce fewer new iPhones than what was initially planned for the March quarter. So we're looking at the March quarter. And it's the second time in 2 months that Apple has trimmed its planned production for its smartphones. And that applies across the board. So it's the XS, XS, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. XS Max, the XS, and the XR.
Okay, Kai, I just want to follow up on that. The digital services bit that is ramping up, what can we expect to see?
So I think Apple is pretty cognizant that their phones might not be giving them the revenue that they are desiring, because their phones, if I'm not wrong, give them about 2/3 of their current revenue, and with everything else taking up the rest of it. So digital services, the iPad, your Apple Watch and all that. So Apple is now looking at health as the new frontier, the new avenue of revenue, so to speak. So Apple said in an interview with CNBC, CEO Tim Cook said that Apple will announce new additions to its digital roster, and one of them is in the realm of healthcare. So Apple has actually been investing a lot in health and wellness in recent years. And its latest watch, I think we talked about this earlier in the segment, their new watch has that ECG function.
Right.
Yeah, and that fall detection sensor as well. And apparently, the company has also hired dozens of doctors to bolster its health tech segment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, Apple needs, you know, to grow, and its hardware business is clearly not what it once was, unless they innovate, unless they come up with, like, I don't know, something absolutely revolutionary,
yeah,
as they like
to
call it.
To help us find out cars and car parks.
Oh, yes.
Something
definitely.
Like that. Just putting my wish list
out
there.
Yeah, they should do that.
Okay, moving away from Apple right now, let's move on a bit to like sound system in your car. Okay, if you want your car's interior to be like the quietest it can be, why not get the best in the business to do something about it? I mean, the Bofins at Bose are working on automotive tech developed from its headphones, which can cancel out all the sounds and seep in from outside your vehicle. So tell us, Kai, how does this system work?
Okay, so actually not a lot of people know, but Bose, as in audio Bose, they actually work on quite a bit of automotive tech outside of their audio domain. So one of the inventions that I was reading, which happened at last year's CES, so this invention that we're going to talk about now is this year's CES. So last year, they actually showcased a truck seat that has inbuilt suspension in it. Mm-hmm. So the seat itself moves up and down, inversely to the to the bumps in the road.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, wow.
I was just reading about that and I said, this is Bose? And I said, yeah, it is. It is Bose, like headphone audio Bose company.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So their latest invention is something called Quiet Comfort Road Noise Control.
Mm-hmm.
So taking a feather out of that, what do you call that? The noise-canceling
earphones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's designed to cancel out all the sounds that seep in from outside the vehicle. It will be actually made available to vehicle manufacturers around the world.
Okay.
So the system works by detecting how much sound is outside the vehicle using a combination of accelerometers, signal processing software, microphones, yada, yada, yada. And it cancels out the noise inside the vehicle.
to a certain degree, right? Because I want to hear horns sometimes.
Oh yeah, I mean you won't want someone outside horning you, and then you're
oblivious because you're in your bubble of silence.
Yeah, in absolute bliss. So I think that's a good thing.
Right.
I don't know how they are going to mitigate that, because the way that this technology works, as I'm reading, is basically the same as how they apply it on their headphones.
Right.
Yeah. So noise-cancelling tech, basically, you have sound coming in from the outside, and the headphones produce a 180-degree out-of-sync wave.
To cancel out the sound. The thing is, not all noise-cancelling earphones do that to 100%. Some do let ambient sound in.
Exactly. Mm.
For example, the sports ones, because you need to hear a car approaching when you're running.
You need to hear stuff
but
like that when you're
running. But
there
are some that do cancel everything out. So we don't know the level percentage for this Bose system.
We don't know. Okay. We don't know yet. They are currently developing it as we speak.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like, I guess this can only get better.
Can we expect it in our cars soon?
So yes, Bose says it will work with car manufacturers throughout their development process to actually custom fit the cars with this quiet comfort system. So straight out of the production line, this will be built into the cars, whichever models they will be. And we can expect it in production models by the end of 2021.
Sounds good. I'll be lining up for it for sure. Eh? Anything with the Bose is welcome in my car. Anyway, as the globe becomes more technologically oriented, AI and automation will continue to replace millions of jobs. There are top 5 jobs to consider, though, according to management consulting firm McKinsey, if you want to have a career when the machines start to jostle for that job application. So what are these top 5 jobs?
So I was just reading that day, the Financial Times, I think it was, they did an experiment with their staff. So they had them read this passage, somewhat, I think, a couple of paragraphs, and then to decide whether it was written by a human or a machine.
It was a test. Okay.
So predictably, it was written by a machine, but no one thought it was written by a machine.
Okay.
And lots of people were fooled.
Okay.
That says quite a bit. I don't know whether writers would be even out of a job if the machines actually start to be able to become smart enough to start writing.
I hear your angst, Clay. I hear it.
I thought writing was like a very cerebral kind of thing, but apparently not. Okay, so the top 5 jobs
where you are safe from the machine, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. That you're safe from the machine.
Here we go.
So, if you can't beat the machines, you can analyze them. So the first one is analytics and big data.
Okay.
So the analytics industry is growing massively. Estimates indicate that it was valued at $166 billion last year, and it will only continue to grow. Mm. And PwC estimates that by 2020, there will be 2.2 million data and analytics-related jobs posted in the United States alone.
I like that idea. You know how in schools there's literary criticism?
Yes.
Maybe there'll be machine criticism soon.
Yes. Well, how can we improve our overlords? Oh, excuse me, machines.
Yeah.
Second is cybersecurity.
Okay.
So this is actually a growing field, growing as we speak.
Okay.
It's increasingly becoming more important now that we make use of even more data, as my point above said, analytics and big data. Mm-hmm. So with that comes security. And we can see this in many cases last year. Facebook, for example, let's just take the biggest one. Mm. Marriott had their reservation system hacked. And I mean, even recently, Singapore Airlines had that.
CrossFire members.
Yeah, I mean, relatively minor in the grand scheme of things, but still, it's a job. I mean, if there's a problem, there's going to be a job to solve that problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Next one.
So healthcare for the aging, that's number 3.
Wow.
When baby boomers reach retirement age, the United Nations estimates that by 2050, there will be 2.1 billion people over the age of 60 across the world. So that's quite a big number.
Huge.
And yeah, healthcare for the aging, definitely something to look out for.
Okay.
Renewable energy, jobs in renewable energy is the new frontier. We're moving away from fossil fuels. So people will need to work in these areas to develop new kinds of tech or develop new ways of storing technology. Storing energy.
Mm-hmm.
And last one, very interesting one, is drones. If you are a drone pilot,
Be a drone pilot.
Be a drone pilot, actually. So, according to this report, it says that, drones have AI now, so they can basically fly themselves. But pilots are still needed. And the drone industry is expected to hit $12.1 billion by 2021.
Okay. Thank you so much for the info there. That's a Wong Kai-e tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai-e.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.